Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saved. Text 50. Naino. Ragya Prajabhartur Dharma Yudhe Vadho Dvisham Iti Me Na Tu Bodhaya Kalpate Shashana Vachaha Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Dharma Yudhe Vato Dvisham Iti Me Na Tu Bodhaya Kalpate Shashanam Vachaha Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Dharma Yudhe Vado Dvisham Iti Me Na Tu Bodhaya Kalpate Shashanam Vachaha Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Dharma Yudhir Vadho Dvisham Iti Me Na Tu Bodhaya Kalpate Shashanam Vachaha Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Dharma Yudhir Vadho Dvisham Iti me na tu bodhaya Kapate shashanam vacha Naino ragya prajabhartur Dharma yudhe prajokisham Iti me na tu bodhaya Kalpate Shashanam Vacha Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Naino Ragya Prajabhartur Timena tu bodhaya Abhate shasanam vachaha Vaishnavis Nainam raya prachabhartur the throne is wrong. He may not to Buddha. Abba Deva Samangatra. Nada Bhavato. Deva Bhavisha. May not to Buddha. Never. Enaha. Sins. Ragyaha of the king. Prajabhartahu of one who is engaged in the maintenance of the citizens. Dharma for the right cause. Yudhe in the fight. Vadaha killing. Dvisham of the enemies. Iti, all these. May, for me. Na, never. Tu, but. Bodhaya, for the satisfaction. Kalpate, they are meant for administration. Shashanam, injunction. Vachaha, words of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. There is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizens. But this injunction is not applicable to me. Purport. Maharaj Yudhisthira thought that although he was not actually involved in the administration of the kingdom, which was being carried on well by Duryodhana without harm to the citizens, he caused the killing of so many living beings only for his personal gain of the kingdom from the hands of Duryodhana. The killing was committed not in the course of administration, but for the sake of self-aggrandizement. And as such, he thought he was responsible for all the sins. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the topic here is dharma, doing the right thing, doing one's duty according to one's position. And there are two kinds of dharma. There's Sanatan Dharma, which is the duty, the activity of the soul in its liberated condition in the spiritual world. There, the soul has a spiritual form, its swarupa. Lord Chaitanya says, Jivara Swarupa Hoy, Krishnara Nitya Das, the eternal spiritual duty of the soul is to be an eternal servant of Krishna in a spiritual form in the spiritual world. and some souls have the form of Krishna's servants, some have the form of Krishna's friends, some have the form of Krishna's parents, some have the form of Krishna's conjugal lovers, either married or unmarried, as in the case of the gopis of Vrindavan. They have their eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna in that eternal spiritual form. But then there is the dharma of the soul in the material world, the conditioned soul. And there, the soul has to carry out duties not in terms of its eternal spiritual swarupa, but in terms of the gross physical body that it has. And there are different kinds of bodies that the conditioned soul can take. But it's the first lesson of spiritual life, actually. Dehinos minyata dehe kamaram yovanam jara tata dehantara prapti diras tatra namuyate. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that within the body, the deha, there is the embodied conditioned soul. And although the body is going through different changes from birth to childhood to old age, eventually it comes to the point of breaking down at the time of death. And at that time, the soul within the body will take another body. That's dehantara prapti. It'll take another body. So, first lesson of spiritual life is you're not your body. But I'm also going through a similar kind of transition. The old laptop computer that I had broke down, and I had to get another one. So I also have to understand, not only am I not my body, but I'm not my computer. You know, we tend to get very attached to our computers. And then when they break down and they can no longer function, we find ourselves in a difficult position. But then what happens? You get another one. But then it takes some time. You know, you have to transfer your software to the new computer. Something like what happens when the conditioned soul gets another body. The conditioned soul leaves the gross physical body accompanied by the subtle body of mind, intelligence, and ego. You could say that's like the software. And then the soul is placed in another body, and then you have to install the software in that new body and get it functioning. So I'm undergoing that process now with a new computer, and it's very difficult. It's like changing bodies. So in terms of the duties or dharma of the conditioned soul, that's governed by varnashram dharma in the human form of life. In the human form of life, one takes a position in terms of occupational duty. There are four principal divisions, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, and sudra. The brahmanas are the intellectual or spiritual class. The kshatriyas are the ruling or administrative class. The vaishyas are the economic development class. And the sudras are the working or the laborer or the artisan class. And they have their duties according to their position. King Yudhishthira is a kshatriya. He is a member of the ruling class, the administrative class, the warrior class. So he has duties, dharma, according to his varna. And then there's also ashrama. One has social position, either as brahmachari, or grihastha, or vanaprastha, or sannyasi. Brahmachari means celibate student life. Grihastha means married or householder life. Vanaprastha means retired life. And sannyas means renounced life. So according to one's position in ashrama, one has certain duties. So the combination of those duties of varna and ashram is called varnashram dharma. So in some cases, the varnashram dharma, the dharma according to one's varna and ashram, is consistent with one's sanatan dharma, one's duty according to one's eternal relationship with Krishna. But sometimes it isn't. So then one can be confronted with a conundrum. What is one to do? Like Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and King Yudhisthira here after the battle of Kurukshetra, were thinking in terms of their ordinary varna duties, their duties as kshatriyas, and they were coming to certain conclusions based on that. Arjuna concluded that he really shouldn't fight, and Yudhisthira is concluding here that the fight wasn't worth it. You know, if it's just to make me king, that's not dharma. Because you could say, well, as a kshatriya, sometimes you have to engage in killing. And he says, according to his calculation, no, that's if you are a king, if you have a kingdom, then you're allowed to kill in order to maintain the citizens and uphold the principles of religion. Then you're allowed, then it's excused, but not to get a kingdom. You know, so he was calculating like that. But there's another factor that has to be considered. Atapumbir dvijasreshta varna shrama vibhagashaha sunishtitasya dharmasya samsadir haritoshanam. It's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the perfection of the performance of one's dharma or duties according to varna and ashram is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So that factor has to be considered. And when that factor is considered, what pleases Krishna? What is going to help me advance to my eternal relationship with Krishna? That kind of varnashrama is different than ordinary varnashrama. It's called daiva varnashrama, spiritual principles. Carried out according to spiritual principles. So when that factor is considered, Yudhisthira is not guilty of violating the principles of dharma by having fought to attain his leadership of the kingdom, because it was Krishna's order, it was Krishna's desire that he do that. So then it becomes sometimes problematic for someone to decide what their actual duty is, because one's duty to Krishna may sometimes seem to be in conflict with the duties that are imposed by the normal system of varna and ashrama. Like the gopis, according to the normal system of Varna and Ashrama, they should have remained with their families, with their husbands and children in their homes in Vrindavan. But when they heard Krishna's flute calling them at night, they went out. And even when they went to Krishna, Krishna began giving them instructions in terms of Varna and Ashrama. But in terms of their eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna, they were doing the proper thing, and Krishna acknowledged that. So it can sometimes be problematic understanding what one's dharma or duty in some particular situation really is. But we have to really understand the principle dharma tushakshat bhagavat pranitam. The principles of dharma are actually those that are spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that are revealed by him and by his confidential representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Tarko pratishtan shrutayo vibhinam nasav rishir yasya matir nabhinam dhamasya tatvam nitam guhayam mahajano yena gata sapanta. This was actually stated by Maharaj Yudhisthira in the Mahabharata. And he said, Tarko pratishtan, just by argument and logic and reason, you can't figure out what is the real dharma. And even by consulting different shastras, sometimes it's difficult, because shrutayo vibhinam, there are apparent contradictions in the shastras. And even if you consult the great rishis, the great sages, they have different opinions. So the ultimate way to understand dharma is mahajano yena gata sapanta, by following in the footsteps of the genuine Mahajans. And our Mahajan in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So it's only by the mercy of such great souls that we're able to make progress towards the actual goal of life. And I've been thinking about that recently in connection with an event that's going on out in the world. In Thailand, there was a soccer team of boys, 12 boys, 11, 12, 13 years old, and their coach, a young man, who went into a cave. They went deep into a cave in Thailand, and then suddenly they found they couldn't get out. Some rains had come and flooded the entrance to the cave, and they were a couple of miles deep in this cave. And there was absolutely no way for them to get out by their own efforts. So it's sort of like the situation of the conditioned soul in the material world. You could argue about how they got there, just like they could have been thinking, why did we go into this cave? Why did we decide to go here? Why? But that doesn't really make any difference. The fact is, they're in the cave, and they can't get out, and it's dark. And they have, they're in a very dangerous position. So that is the situation of the conditioned soul in the material world. Somehow or other, by misuse of free will, they've gotten themselves into a very dangerous condition, and there's no way they can get out on their own. Those kids in that cave, by themselves, they could not possibly have gotten out. How they did get out, they were rescued after a few weeks of being in that cave. And they were taken out by divers who came in and rescued them. And in order to be saved, they had to follow instructions. They had to do what they were told by the people who had come from outside. So similarly, the conditioned souls are stuck in this cave of the material universe, and there's no way that we can get out on our own. We have to follow the instructions of the souls who come ultimately from outside to deliver us. So Lord Krishna has made that arrangement. You know, he sends his representatives to the material world to take us out. But in order to do that, we have to follow their instructions. You know, we have to follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. And that is the real essence of Dharma, of Bhagavad Dharma or Sanatan Dharma, you know, to follow the instructions of Krishna's bona fide representatives. And I was also thinking how our devotees who are going out and preaching in different ways, distributing the holy name, distributing prasadam, distributing the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, are really brave souls who are doing their part to deliver the souls who are trapped in this material world, to give them a lifeline that they can grasp. And if they take advantage of the opportunity, they can also deliver themselves from the darkness of this material world in this age of Kali, where things are getting darker and darker all the time. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you.